I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
Welcome to a special edition of the Pick Fantasy Football 6 Today podcast. It is a crossover FFT meets Pick 6 for a draft of the best fictional football players ever. I am honored to be your host. I'm Adam Azer. If you know me, if you don't know me from the Pick 6 feed, hi. I'm your co-host alongside Will Brinson, plus Sean Wagner-McGough is here, and Bobby Boucher has, I think, the third pick in the draft. Bobby, will you be trying to draft yourself in round one?
Wait. You already are the worst commissioner ever, because I believe I have the second pick, and Vicky Valancourt is going to be my selection.
Oh, you do have the second pick. You're right. I already screwed that up. That's Jamie Eisenberg. And I'm really nervous. Like, I'm really nervous for this. I feel like we would do horribly. Baseball was fun and easy, but football, I'm nervous. How you guys feeling about this task?
Well, football is interesting, Azer, but you're the host. This is not a co-host situation. I have no interest in hosting. When you have to host and draft, it's hard to do. And I'll give you credit, Azer. I like to give you flack during these mock drafts, but a lot of times, like our real mock drafts, you run a live podcast and run a live mock draft and make your picks. You got a lot on your plate. You do a great job with it.
Oh, thanks.
If anybody in our, and you guys have done a really good job being especially creative with fantasy stuff this offseason, because it's even worse. I mean, like, at least with football, we can talk about the draft and all the storylines, all the crap like that. I mean, I think it's harder for you guys. You've done a great job. If anybody listening on the Pick 6 feed doesn't already listen to FFT, go hit that subscribe button right now.
So, yeah, you didn't really answer the question. Sean, how are you feeling about the draft?
<What's> the question?
I got to give Will credit. It's the first mock draft he's been a part of. They showed up on time, so we appreciate that.
And I was going to say, we don't normally answer questions on our podcast. Brinson just talks, and then we react.
Okay, well, I got used to that, I guess.
It usually goes like this. So, Sean, what do you think about
Wait, what was the question? What did you ask me again?
How are you feeling about the draft? I said I was really nervous.
Well, the thing that makes me nervous, Adam, is that the formatting it's not confusing. It's very easy, right? It's a 6-round snake draft, 2 quarterback, 2 flex, 1 defensive player, 1 special teamer, and 1 coach.
7 rounds.
But I think, so that was 7 rounds. Yeah. That's right.
We don't do math on our, yes.
6-round snake plus a bonus round. We change things up. Anyway, 7 rounds, snake draft. But the thing that confuses me is, or concerns me is like how does fake professional football player measure up against a fake high school football player? Because like Tim Riggins is a badass on Friday Night Lights, but he's going to get destroyed if he goes and plays, for whatever league was in, any given Sunday.
Yeah. So the way I think should approach it is you're grading these players based on how good they are in their world. So if that's, you know, peewee football, high school, whatever, the best of the best, you want the best players from their world. So it doesn't have to just be all like NFL level, whether it's actual NFL or whether it's any given Sunday equivalent. You know, it's in their world. So for fantasy baseball, when we did this 2 weeks ago on the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast, I had Marla Hooch and Dottie Hinson. I had Benny the Jet Rodriguez. I had Kelly Leak. I had Steve Nebraska, who's a major leaguer. I had Henry Rowan Gartner, but I had a very well received team because the players I had were like the best in their world. Even though Clue Haywood from Major League is better than, let's say, Marla Hooch or something. Marla Hooch is actually a better player in her world, probably. So think of it that way. If that helps.
Let me ask a question.
Okay.
What are we doing about injuries suffered on the course of a show or movie? For example, is Jason Street an eligible player and you're getting him pre-spinal injury, or even Smash Williams, who had that terrible knee injury and wasn't as good after that? What do we do with injuries?
First of all, Sean, first of all, spoilers. Second of all, I would say that maybe we did an eighth round for an IR spot.
You take the player's production as you don't worry about the injury. Like Marla Hooch left the mid-season to get married.
Just leave it at what you said. Best in their world.
Yeah. All right. So let me ask
or judging them in their world.
Yeah. So I'll give you the rules here for everybody. The players, they can be from movies, TV, video games. Any level of football is eligible, but they all must be fictional. So we had to eliminate the Friday Night Lights movie. We had to eliminate Remember the Titans. We're only talking, cannot be based on a true story. The draft order is Will number one, Jamie two, Sean three, me fourth. It's seven rounds, snake draft. You have to draft two quarterbacks, two flex, one defensive player, one special teamer, and one coach. I didn't think about this, but could you, in theory, let's establish this rule now. Could you take four quarterbacks? Are these super flexes or are they just flexes?
I think two quarterbacks and then two non-quarterbacks.
Okay. I agree.
Agreed.
Yes. Before, let's do these fun questions. Real quick, go around the horn. We'll go, Sean, Jamie, Will. What is your favorite football movie?
Probably The Replacements. I just remember that being on TV a lot when I was a kid, so I watched that one the most.
Just to annoy Adam, Jerry Maguire.
I know it's Remember the Titans for you, so.
Jerry Maguire.
It's easy for me. Die Hard.
No, you're
definitely a football movie.
There is a football game going on in Die Hard. The guy's watching it.
They're watching the Rose Bowl. That's right. Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good football Christmas movie like Die Hard?
Actually, a big flaw because they're watching the Rose Bowl on Christmas, even though it's obviously a New Year's Day game.
That's true.
What is your
In all seriousness, this is kind of a bad answer, maybe, but I really like The Little Giants. Watched it a ton as a kid. I think it's a great movie. It's wildly entertaining, and I think it's a fun movie.
Rudy, for me, what is your favorite sports movie, overall sports movie?
He's going to be the guy that reaches for Rudy.
It just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy.
You can't take Rudy. He's real.
Oh, wait. Okay, well, good. You don't want Rudy.
He's terrible.
Rudy sucked.
Although I think we should make a case that A, Rudy's terrible, and B, Rudy's fictional because he never would have made that tackle in real life.
Yeah, for sure.
And he wouldn't have stepped on the field or made the team.
All right, real quick. What's your favorite sports movie?
Moneyball.
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire is unquestionably a sports movie.
I'm not getting into this right now.
You complete me.
Just shut up. You had me at hello.
You don't think Jerry Maguire, a movie about a sports agent, is a sports movie?
No, I think it's a love story that has sports in it. There's almost no sports in it, in fact. In fact, I bet you can't name more than two football players from that movie.
I mean, Rod Tidwell is going to be...
Troy Aikman? Tidwell?
If it were a sports movie, it'd be called Rod Tidwell. What's your favorite sports movie, Will?
Now I'm thrown for a loop. Yeah, probably Bull Durham.
Okay, last question. Jamie.
I'll change it to Major League. Sorry.
Yeah, that's mine as well. Jamie, if you were doing, this is only for Jamie, if you were doing an untimed fantasy draft and someone in that untimed fantasy draft had taken a combined 129 hours, 26 minutes, and 32 seconds to make his last six picks, 129 hours for six picks, would you kick him out of the league? And let me add, His next pick is up, and he's been on the clock for over 3 days.
Am I on the clock?
Yeah, you are.
What year is this?
What year? It's 2020.
Then the answer is no, I would not kick them out.
Yeah, what
you
else?
Get a pass in 2020.
We have nothing better to do.
See, here's the thing. We're doing our, and actually Sean, the defending champion of the league, I was the defending champion 3 years in a row before that. Sean won last year and then oddly quit the league. Very weird. Good timing for you. I guess you may have seen this coming because we don't know if the league is going to happen. I've been getting like G chats, like George Roselli, who's one of our editors at CBS, is like, "Hey man, you're on the clock." I'm like, "Well, I'm prepping for an HQ show and, there's no baseball. So I'm not going to worry about it. Like it's just not that concerned about it. How many rounds do we have left in this thing?
Like 5 or 6, which is like 6 weeks for you.
Yeah. I haven't really paid attention, but I will make a draft pick, sometime before Friday.
All right. All right, guys, let's do it. You're going to have to make a draft pick right now. Will, you're on the clock. 2 quarterbacks, 2 flex, non-quarterback flex, 1 defensive player, 1 special teamer, 1 coach. Let's go. Let's start it up.
Yeah, I think this first one is kind of easy. Now, I do think that we'll call them the relative rules, which makes, like, you know, if you're the best person in your universe, you're not the equivalent across universes. Like, you're not comparing them. You're the best person in your universe. That changes things a little bit. But if I'm going to go out and get the one pro ready superstar quarterback available on the draft board, I have the number one overall pick. I want my team to have some identity. I need to sell some tickets. I want some flair, some pizzazz. Dare I say a little swagger? It's Steven Willie Beeman, number one overall. It's a no-brainer pick.
Come on. My name is Willie.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, but okay.
You don't?
No, I don't.
I cut him from my list. I didn't want him on my team.
I just, well, okay. You know what? I'm not going to get into it yet because I don't want to talk about other players, I suppose. But Jamie, you're on the clock with the second pick.
Yeah, I think you made a great selection, Will. So good job by you. I'm going to go position scarcity here. So I'm going to take what I think is the best player at the thinnest position. And it is by far the best return man in arguably one of the best movies of all time.
I knew it.
Give me Run, Forrest, Run.
Yeah, I knew it.
Let's go. Forrest Gump.
That was my number one pick.
Special teamer. Cannot be stopped in the return game.
Also known as a Latte Larry spite pick because you knew Adam Azer wanted him.
I did not know that. I kind of had a feeling, but he wouldn't divulge. I thought maybe he'd go, you know, being a Giants fan, little Giants. So when you said that, I was watching his facial expressions to see how he would react when you said that was your favorite movie, football movie. But yeah, I think special teams was the hardest position to find talented players. And so I think, you know, the fact that Forrest got invited to the White House, right? For his,
David put me on a thing called the All-America team where you get to meet the President of the United States.
His football play. So, run, Forrest, run. Let's go.
Jamie's got to pee. All right, Sean, you have the third pick.
I got a good quarterback and this one was easy for me. He's a dual threat. He's going to get me rushing yards, going to get me passing yards. Vince Howard of the East Dillon Lions will be my quarterback one.
That would be the TV show edition of Friday Night Lights, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I never saw it, which is...
Played by Michael B. Jordan, by the way.
And
just to be clear, you don't like Stephen Willie Beeman, but you do like Vince Howard? I don't really understand that.
It's more of the demeanor and the... I think Vince Howard is a better locker room fit for my team.
Wow!
Even the way Willie Beeman finished his tenure with the Sharks,
I think Vince Howard had a better development and demonstrated his character to get to that point of winning a state championship on a Hail Mary. By the way, spoiler alert, I guess.
Nerd alert.
So the problem I had with the Beeman pick was the position scarcity thing, mostly, but also, yeah,
he, two QBs.
I understand, but like
it's quarterback.
Yeah, you know, it's abundant. I think, just so you know, I had never seen Any Given Sunday until yesterday. And I decided there's no way I can do this draft without having seen that show, that movie. And
what'd you think?
It's awesome. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, it's a great movie. By the way,
the person who critiques Jerry Maguire as a football movie, who hosts a fantasy football podcast, who talks about football all the time, in the year 2020, just saw Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, and it was a big omission for me. I needed that one.
Big!
You can sneak in like 2 hours here or there over the last 30 years to like find like Any Given Sunday.
I don't know.
You've been watching reruns of The Simpsons every week.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. I might draft someone from The Simpsons.
Four times in the last week, and you can't watch Any Given Sunday.
All right, I'm on the clock for two picks. So, question.
By the way, he also thinks
Jerry Maguire is not a sports movie.
No, I'm blanking. Tiger King is overrated.
I agree with him there.
It's not that good. Thank you, Will. All right, question. Can I put Bobby Boucher on special teams? Didn't he block a field goal or something like that?
Nope.
I think you can draft him and put him where you want. No.
He would have to have done something on special teams, but I still think he's worthy of the fourth pick. So I'm going to take Bobby Boucher.
Not to prop up, Azer here, but, I actually think that you could make the case, that you could take Bobby Boucher and convert him to a running back.
He's my defensive player.
I know that, but I'm just saying, like, I realize for positional purposes, but like, if you gave him the ball and you gave him the rock and told him to run with it, he'd be good at it.
I would just like to say that I could do anything on the football field, and Adam Azer is a bleep hole.
All right. So now what do I do? I think I'm going to go. Like, only one defensive player? That's all we're starting here? I probably shouldn't have taken Boucher then.
We didn't do two.
Did Icebox play offense too? Or just linebacker?
Listed as an offensive player as well.
I'm gonna take Meggett.
Y'all got a running back?
Not any good ones.
Which is Nelly's character in The Longest Yard. He is my first flex. Back to Sean.
I didn't expect all these quarterbacks to still be left. I mean, I feel like my team will just probably be Friday Night Lights heavy. I'm going with Smash Williams. Pair him with Vince Howard in that offense. I think it's going to be unstoppable.
Plus, think of the plot lines.
And I will point out, for the people who say Smash Williams has a torn up knee, he ended up getting into, I think, Texas A&M and playing in a game that we saw on TV in the background. So clearly he is healthy enough to play Division I college football.
And clearly we know Sean's favorite TV show. Jamie, you Forrest Gump. What else?
I'm going to go with my first flex, and he's a Hall of Famer in real life. He's a Hall of Famer in the prison league as well. Deacon Moss from The Longest Yard, the 2005 version. Give me Michael Irvin.
Did you have Meggett ahead of Deacon Moss?
Because
he's amazing.
I was actually considering, before you started to say there was one player that you wanted, and I figured it was Forrest Gump, I was going to take Deacon Moss too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh.
How about that? All right, Willie Beeman for Will, and two picks here.
All right, so snake draft with this is easy. I'm gonna fill out my flex. What you fools didn't realize, this is of course a PPR league. You drafted running backs. Huge mistake by you. I will go with two wide receivers, arguably two of the greatest characters. And in fact, I might even change my favorite football movie from Little Giants to Varsity Blues. Like, Varsity Blues is a perfect, like, I was in high school when it came out, or like late middle school or whatever it was. It was just a perfect time for a perfect movie. And it's like, it's not a great movie.
It's a 10.
Like, it's just a 10. It's just a 10.
I gave it a 10.
Give it Charlie Tweeter. Tweeter. What a great name. Tweeter is like basically just Wes Welker. Like, I'm adding Wes Welker to my roster right here. And then I'm going to go ahead and tack on the movie version of Randy Moss and Rod Tidwell.
Show me the money.
So I have created the 2007 Patriots while you guys looked on, and Sean's got like two high schoolers, but that's fine.
You were the one that said we're not judging in high school. This is what Brenton does all the time.
I'm just saying, I have the 07 Patriots, and I have a high schooler too.
Is Rod Tidwell, but
Charlie Tweeter was definitely flipping burgers within like 3 years after that movie.
Is Rod Tidwell really good though? I mean, I feel like he's like a fine wide receiver.
Go.
No, but
oh
seriously, is he really that good? He's like a fine wide receiver. He couldn't get a contract.
Yeah, but I'm with him.
Eventually, but
Wait. Okay, again. You make the case for Amari Cooper being a top five wide receiver. Did he get a contract right after, right when he was up, or did he have to wait until after the season was over?
that was different. They had the franchise tag. They had leverage. I'm serious. I don't think Rod Tidwell.
Rod Tidwell's a turd.
I don't think he was a superstar.
Supposed to be too. Isn't he kind of aging? Because isn't he looking for? Am I misremembering this? His like final deal.
I think that we're gonna have better players come off the board. That's what I think.
Wait, but Rod Tidwell couldn't get a contract after he had 110 catches and 1,500 yards. He's good. Like this is a dumb plot hole in the movie. Like he's a good football player.
Is that where his stats were? He had 110 catches?
Yeah. The year before. But he's actually, no, he was sort of a T. Like I was, that was a Rex Ryan joke, but like he wasn't like a locker room pain is the problem. And that's why, you know, yeah.
Okay. All right. I respect it. All right. Willie Beeman, Charlie Tweeter, and Rod Tidwell. Jamie has Forrest Gump and Deacon Moss.
Yeah. I'm going to take a quarterback from, Sean's favorite movie. I'm going to go with Shane Falco here from The Replacement.
Pain heals. Chicks dig scars. Glory.
Not the best, but he did play in the Rose Bowl before he hurt his knee. And then he got another opportunity, you know, once upon a time with, I forget, what was the team that he played for again? Washington.
Senators or something?
Okay. What was the team, Sean? You remember?
You're like, no, I do not remember the team name.
Yeah, but I'll take Shane Falco as one of my two quarterbacks. Did we decide are we going to do two defensive players or one? Should we increase
one.
It?
No, just one. Well, I'll do two if you guys want. So I have some good ones, but no, just one. Just one.
The Washington Sentinels.
Sentinels. There you go. Senators.
Shane Falco. Let's go.
Shane Falco.
Falco to Moss. I love it. With Forrest Gump on special teams. We're going to kick your butt.
Sean is Friday Night Lights heavy. Vince Howard and Smash Williams. Are you
keep it going.
Taking,
keep it going.
Well, here's the thing. Who does Micah Kelly play? If I have those two and he's still available, it makes sense because of continuity on the offense. You have to go Eric Taylor. So I have my coach in place. I have my system. Quarterback and running back don't have to learn something new. I think it just makes sense at this point to go with Eric Taylor.
Clear eyes, full hearts, get loose.
That's the coach?
Yes.
You're taking the entire, that's very funny. You're taking the entire series.
I mean, if you guys are just going to leave the Friday Night Lights, I mean, those were good football teams.
They were.
Okay, let's see. I'm up for two here. I definitely need a quarterback. So I'm going to take Paul Crewe from.
Which one?
The Adam Sandler version. He played for Florida State. He played in the NFL. Pretty good, I'd say.
No one talks about Eric Taylor's 2009 season when he went 2-8 though. Like, there's glaring holes in this.
Will doing research. I like it.
It has, on Wikipedia has his like full record up here.
Plus, you know, he could always quit on me because he did quit at, TMU.
Okay, what else am I gonna do here? Let's go with Spike from Little Giants as one of my flexes. Spike, don't play with girls. All right, that gives me Bobby Boucher, Nelly, Spike, and Paul Crewe. Back to Sean, who has everybody from Friday Night Lights.
I mean, I shouldn't have done as much prep as I needed because you guys are ignoring the only show that I didn't need to do research with. And there is an incredible quarterback still from Friday Night Lights who is a stat machine. J.D. McCoy. His personality is, you don't want it. Stay away from it. I don't care. This guy is in the air raid. He's going to throw for 5,000 yards and 45 touchdowns every single season. I am taking J.D. McCoy, and I'm going to deal with his dad and in the background, whatever. I'll wear earmuffs around him. I'm taking that golden arm. He was compared to Jason Street, but he doesn't have the injury history. And I will just say, people hate on him because he choked in the state title game. He was a true freshman. Give him a few more years. He will develop that maturity that he needs. Learn from Vince Howard. I like him as my quarterback, too.
I guess we know what Sean's been doing during quarantine.
Wait a second. So tell me who Vince Howard and this guy you just drafted, J.D. McCoy, are.
You just drafted two players. You have to start two quarterbacks on the team, and you just have two guys from the same team.
That's what I thought.
Are you going to say that what we're doing is like a faulty premise? Then yes, obviously what we're doing has a faulty premise, but this is, I mean, this, no, they're on different teams. Vince Howard is on the East Dillon Panthers, and J.D. McCoy is the quarterback of the Dillon Panthers. Suck it, Branson. Just out Friday Night Lights you.
Wow. Jamie, you're back on the clock with Forrest Gump, Deacon Moss, and Shane Falco.
Man, I'm torn. I'm so torn right now. I am going to go with, I'm going to go with Julian Washington, running back from the Miami Sharks from Any Given Sunday. LL Cool J. LL Cool Jamie. You can't beat that, buddy. So let's go Julian Washington.
Did somebody just drop an F-bomb when JB made that pick? It sounded like somebody
was. So it sounded like it. I thought it was you. I was like, wow, he said it.
I did not.
I think it was
I reacted. I reacted though poorly, but it wasn't an F-bomb.
All right, then I will. Okay. Sorry. Maybe it's because the Friday Night Lights begins with an F. So just maybe I thought I heard the letter F. Will, you have Willie Beeman, Charlie Tweeter, and Rod Tidwell. Two picks.
Hmm. I mean, under Sean's theory, I could just go with Cap Rudy here, right? Drag his old. let's see. Who am I going to go with? All right. I'm going to go on. This is the biggest steal on the planet. I'm going to go with Charles Jefferson. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. An absolute game wrecking monster. You are going to bleep. He's going to mess my car. He's going to bleep.
There's no chance Adam has seen that.
I've seen it. I don't remember that though.
My brother's going to shit.
Make up your mind, dude. Is he going to shit? You're going to kill us.
First he's going to shit. Then he's going to kill us.
What? He's the biggest person by like 200 pounds. So they basically admitted in the movie that they paid off his parents to send him to Ridgemont. And he is Charles Jefferson kills everybody and destroys people.
That's good.
And a very famous actor too.
Yeah. Game wrecker on,
Forrest Whitaker.
So what is, yeah. Is that defense?
Yeah. Okay. Defensive end.
Okay. All right. What else you got?
Oh, I got to do two.
You need a quarterback here and a special teamer. And a coach.
Well, and a coach. Yeah. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and pull the trigger on, you got to have a good kicker if you're going to be in this league. And look, sometimes, you need a locker room, somebody who improves your locker room.
I know where you're going with this.
Your character or whatever else they bring to the table. So we're going to Lucy Draper from Necessary Roughness, the one and only Kathy Ireland.
Whoa. That was 40 yards.
How long was that?
40 yards.
Nah. Can you believe that? I don't even drive that far.
Man, this team is shaping up nicely.
Very nice. Very nice. Yes. Welcome to football. Hey, listen, I think we should do another round. Cause I'm at a disadvantage. I think we should do a second defensive player. Cause I got the last pick.
I have so many defensive players.
That's fine. I have enough names that I can do.
All right, eight rounds.
You got six seasons of Friday Night Lights to win.
Five. Stop doing fake news about Friday Night Lights.
All right, Jamie, Forrest Gump, Deacon Moss, Shane Falco, and Julian Washington. So you have, your special teams. You have your two flex. You need a quarterback and a couple defenses and a coach.
Yeah, so I'm gonna take a guy with some character issues here. But when he was playing, and as he professed throughout his movie, best arm in the league, and he displayed that at the end when he took out the sniper, Jimmy Dix from The Last Boy Scout. I'm gonna go with Damon Wayans. I think Jimmy Dix gets back in the league and has superstar potential. My second quarterback.
Oh, he was pretty good, wasn't he? And a lot of people asked if we could use the guy from this movie that shot people, but no, I don't think from,
that's a little too much character issues there.
Yeah, I think no. Sean, back on the clock.
So I will not go Friday Night Lights.
What?
Sorry. This might wreck with my team chemistry. However, Brinson was criticizing my team because I had a bunch of high schoolers. So I think what makes sense at this point is to bring in a Hall of Famer, a seasoned pro who can kind of, you know, coach up their maturity level. Luther Shark LeVay, who is played by Lawrence Taylor in Any Given Sunday.
That's a great choice.
He is my defensive player.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. It's actually a really bad choice. I don't know. He didn't do anything. Like, he made like one tackle the entire movie. And he couldn't even finish the game.
Okay, but there's things that take place in the movie off screen, and he has a reputation as a very good veteran linebacker.
Absolutely. And Adam, you can't put a price on a guy who will come in and immediately get the other five high school kids on your team addicted to cocaine. Like, you can't.
As Brinson started that, I knew it was going to be a backhand compliment.
But he's not a good player. Like, you're not.
Wait, I just want to get something straight here. You didn't like Willie Beeman because of his locker room presence.
So quarterback. The quarterback is, you know, he's the, you know, the icon of the franchise. No one cares about the middle linebacker.
No, he was a good locker room presence in any given Sunday. Like, they liked him. He sawed Willie Beeman's car in half. but he's not that good of a player. He's washed up.
Sean's team is gonna OD before the first game.
We do one more flex too. I got so many guys on the draft. Let's do another flex.
Eight rounds.
I can do that. So we're doing another flex.
No, we're not doing another flex. Sure. We're doing another defender.
No, one more flex, one more defensive guy. You've been outvoted. Three flexes.
So now nine rounds? I think it's gonna get too long and boring. So
no, it's not. Three flexes.
I promise. I'm the host. Eight rounds.
So we have nine rounds now, correct?
No, we have eight rounds. We have eight rounds.
Nine rounds now. You've been overruled.
We have eight rounds. Okay. I have Bobby Boucher.
Can I just put this out real quick?
Yeah.
In his Wikipedia summary, Luther Vevey has had, quote, a very successful career.
Yeah, but that's
the fact speak for themselves.
I understand that, but you're drafting the character from the movie, and that character from the movie is not that good.
That character from the movie had a very successful career.
But you're taking him at what we saw him in the movies. You're not taking his prime. You're taking the washed up version of him. He's an okay player.
But maybe the maturity thing wasn't a good point, as Brinson pointed out. However, I like my pick. Very successful player. We can move on.
Good legacy.
It was a fun pick. Whether or not it's going to help your team over the long haul, or lower the drug rate, the steroid use.
It's a good mix.
Actually, you might have four high school kids just roided out of their gourds, coming to that first game.
He's overcompensating JD McCoy, who doesn't drink though.
I've never seen the TV show Friday Night Lights, but I know where the movie's set. What's the city where the TV show set?
Dillon,
so the hooker population in Dillon just got raised and more excited as well.
Okay, so Sean took Shark. I have two picks. I'm going to take my second defensive player. I have Bobby Boucher, and now I have Icebox. Oh, my God. He'd be so good against the run. It's going to be amazing. I have two flexes already, Spike and Meggett. So, that you know, it might be time to go coach here. Cause like, I'm cool. I could get another quarterback. No problem. I already have a quarterback, ace in the hole. Might have to go coach. No, because nobody's going to take the coach I want. So I'll just take a quarterback here. Let's go with Joe Kane from the program. My second quarterback. All right. Back to Sean.
I'm going outside the box here. This might be a reach. But I'm worried, since all of you guys appear to do research, that you threw this name on the list and I'm going to get jumped for him. I think I could get him in round nine. I want this guy on my team though. And he plays both sides, but I'm taking him on defense because he is shown playing defense. I'm taking, Zachary Sack Lodge from Wedding Crashers. That is Bradley Cooper's character. He lays out Vince Vaughn like JJ Watt. And according to Owen Wilson, it looks like he's on steroids. It's like trying to cover a bleeping racehorse.
I think he's on steroids. It's like trying to cover a racehorse.
This guy is a machine who instead decided to go into business and politics. Could have had a successful football career. I'm taking Zachary Sack Lunch.
That's what we call a sack lunch. Nom, 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 nom.
Also, look, I got to give you credit for that, Sean. I don't like to give you credit, but I'm going to. That's a great pick. Not only is it way outside the box, it was not on my list. You get crab cakes with the pick. And, more importantly, we talk about like, you have to be it's relative to the competition that you have inside your movie. He just has to beat up on the family at like a flag football game. This guy's a monster.
He's a beat Christopher Walken. That was really good. But you could not have gotten him in round nine, like you said, because we're only doing eight
rounds.
No,
we're doing round nine. Come on. Don't be a baby.
Jamie, you're up. You have Forrest Gump, Deacon Moss, Shane Falco, Julian Washington, and Jimmy Dix. So you have two quarterbacks. You have your flexes, right? You need a defender now?
I have two of my three flexes.
Jamie, we're doing an eight-round draft. You only get two flexes.
I just made my Lodge pick, though, thinking that there were nine rounds.
We're doing nine rounds. Don't be a baby. Come on.
All right, we'll do nine rounds.
How many rounds are we through right now?
We're in the sixth round.
I'm fine with eight.
Yeah, let's do eight.
Well, this doesn't want to work.
for God's sake.
How long is the
podcast? We'll already trade it down.
We're already at 32 minutes, man. Let's go.
Yeah, Jamie, I'll give you my next two picks for a ham sandwich.
All right, I'm gonna go defense here, and I'm gonna take arguably the best trash talker on defense in movie history from a football perspective. That's Alvin Mack of The Program. He would make offensive players cry.
Hell yeah.
Unfortunately, got hurt. We don't know how his career ended, but during his time on the field, was a star for The Program. Give me Alvin Mack.
Jamie, I like your team. You got a solid team there. That was your first defender?
First defender.
All right. Willie Beeman, you got one quarterback. You got two flexes. They're Charlie Tweeter and Rod Tidwell. You have Charles Jefferson. You have your kicker, Lucy Draper. Now you have two more picks.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do on this one. First up, again, I go back to Sean's, what he just did with Wedding Crashers. It's a very smart move to think outside the box. You don't need that. Like, if you're playing against the competition, you need the guy who's the best guy on the field. Or, in this case, on the beach, Johnny Utah, my second quarterback. Utah, nice. Give me two. Keanu Reeves, multiple appearances as a fictional quarterback. Obviously, he was in the replacement of Shane Falco. So he's on two teams. That must feel a little weird when Jamie and I play each other. It'll be like a Spider-Man meme type of situation. Johnny Utah, although he destroyed his knee at Ohio State, medical technology is so good now that I feel like Utah will be able to get back on the field. Assuming he's still in shape and isn't eating too many meatball subs. And he showed that in the movie, in Point Break, he showed that he was a perfectly fine athlete and capable of still playing, particularly in beach football. Like in beach football, you should be blowing your knee out. He wasn't doing it. Now, for my next pick, I'm going to go so far off the reservation, but it is arguably the best pick of the entire draft. When I read Adam's email, and here's what it said. Players can be from movies, TV, video games, etc. Now here's the loophole, fellas.
Oh,
I'm going to be taking Chad Masters, aka Griffin Murphy, aka the coach of the New England Patriots in every Madden, because Bill Belichick isn't in the game. Yes, I just got Belichick.
I like that.
That's great.
I didn't know if is anybody going to take anybody from a video game.
I don't know who else you could take. They're all the real.
No, you could take Bones Jackson from Mutant League Football. Like, I was considering going that route, but I was like, that's too obscure.
I guess you could do like a whole NFL Blitz team, but they have names.
I think they're real players in Blitz, I thought anyway. But yeah, like video games didn't really work for this. So
Belichick not in the Coaches Association, not in Madden.
That's really funny.
All
right, you got your coach, your kicker. You need another defensive player to round out your team. Jamie, you've got two quarterbacks. You've got two flexes. All right, you got special team. You need a defense. You need defense here and a coach.
You need defense and a coach. All right, so let's see here. I'm struggling with the second defensive guy because there's a lot of guys that I like. But I'm going to take a professional wrestler who also was a dominant defensive player. Once again, going back to the prison league, he was a guard, Joey Battle. Bill Goldberg. I'm sorry, it was a prisoner. His famous line was, "I get to hit the guards." Joey Battle, Bill Goldberg from The Longest Yard.
Okay, good one, good movie. Sean, back on the clock.
So I have a flex left and a kicker left. I feel like I just need to grab someone from The Replacements since I said that was my favorite football movie. So I'm gonna go kicker. He has a huge leg. Accuracy can be shaky at times, but I like the idea. He can kick a football the entire length of the football field. So you are always in field goal range. You always have a shot. I'm going with Nigel Gruff. He's the guy who smokes a lot, so he will keep Shark company. And he's got a big leg, shaky accuracy, like I said. But I think he will fit in well with Shark. And he gives me a chance always if I'm down by three to send the game to overtime.
Give me a chance, boss. I'm cool. You're looking at a 65-yard field goal here, Nigel. You just hold it, Shane, and I'll kick the bloody piss out of it.
He also could throw the game for you. You know, if the kids from Dillon are trying to make some money, he's got a gambling problem, so he could throw the game.
Sean's strategy of like taking a bunch of high schoolers, adding a flaky coach who like bolted on the program multiple times along with an overbearing, albeit very attractive wife, and then mixing them together with veterans that just are Eric Taylor is not going to be able to control, most of whom have excessive vices, is a bold move. I like it, but it's a bold move.
I really hope people listening to this podcast get on Will Brinson, at Will Brinson on Twitter, for calling Tammy Taylor overbearing.
I don't mean it in a pejorative way. I just mean she's overbearing is wrong, but hands-on. Like, you're like, she's going to have Shark over to her house on Sunday night for spaghetti and meatballs?
Exactly. She's part of the Eric Taylor package. She was a high school principal, a high school counselor. She knows how to coach up these immature people.
Not buying it.
Jamie, did you ever see Friday Night Lights?
The show or the movie?
The show.
I've never seen a show.
Yeah, me either. Movie was good. All right, so I'm at my last two picks here. Kicker and head coach. So for kicker, I'm going to go with does anybody know who Barney Gorman is?
Neither do you.
He is the garbage-picking, field goal-kicking Philadelphia phenomenon. He is played by Tony Danza, and he is a garbage man who becomes a kicker for the Eagles.
Call yourselves Philadelphia Eagles? I've been an Eagle fan my whole life. You don't look like Philadelphia Eagles.
And apparently he was really good. So thank you, Google, for Barney Gorman. And head coach.
Don't you actually have to see the person in their performance to take them?
I saw some YouTube clips.
Huh?
I saw some YouTube clips.
Just now, while we were talking?
No, earlier today. I did my research. And then head coach, like, I feel like everybody's gonna tell me that I should take, Tony D'Amato. But he was a really, like, piece of garbage. Like, he let his quarterback's like, coach, I can't see straight. I have spotty memory. I can't hold a spoon. He's like, all right, hey, you're my guy. Be tough.
Get out there.
And then he tells Lawrence Taylor, like, the doctor's like, Lawrence Taylor's going to die. And he's like, you got to sign a waiver and you're good to go. So I'm going to take Molly McGrath from Wildcats as Goldie Hawn in a very challenging role, trying to reach these kids and doing a great job. Molly McGrath, like, you could not possibly overcome more odds as a head coach than Molly McGrath did in that very funny movie. So that rounds out my team. All right, feel good about it. Sean?
I did not expect to get this guy in round 8, and it's an absolute steal. And I'm going back to the Friday Night Lights well. Tim Riggins. The fact that you guys didn't draft Tim Riggins. Now, I know what Brinson's going to say. He's going to say, yeah, that's a great pick, Sean, because now you got all running backs and you got two quarterbacks and no one to throw the ball to. However, if you watch Friday Night Lights, the show, you know there are literally no receivers in that show. They don't have a main character at all who is a receiver. So Vince Howard and J.D. McCoy can throw to Tim Riggins and Smash Williams as well.
I always wondered why Pete Prisco never watched that show.
Okay, how about J.B.? You want to finish?
Friday Night Lights, like, it's stupid. Cheesy. Too cheesy. Needs more action.
He watches North Dallas 40 on a loop.
It's like J.D. McCoy doesn't have fire in his belly.
He's got a fat face. J.B., who's your head coach?
Eric Taylor has small hands.
I'm going to disagree with you, Adam. I'm going to take Tony D'Amato. He's just sitting right there, so it's an easy one to take. Great speech. You know, fires up his players.
It was a great speech.
It's the guy who's willing to die who's going to win that itch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face.
Can't
go wrong with Al Pacino. Plus, he stole Willie Beeman at the end when he switched teams. So.
That was a cool twist. Cool twist. Will, what do we need? You got your quarterbacks. You need one more defensive player.
I gotta have one more defensive player?
I think so.
And by the way, was Charles Jefferson a linebacker or a defensive end? I think I would play him a defensive end in the scheme, or as an outside linebacker maybe in the scheme that I'm utilizing here, but
either one defensive player scheme.
Yeah, I would like to, that's right. So I'm gonna make an unprecedented move. This is the last pick of the draft. I'm gonna do something a little unconventional, and you guys can tell me if it's okay or not to do it. What I'm gonna do is I'm taking Billy Bob from Varsity Blues and I'm flipping him over to defense.
It's not okay. It's absolutely not okay.
Why not?
Why not? Because it's ridiculous. Like, I'm going to take, okay, fine. I don't need a special teamer anymore. I'm just going to take Bobby Boucher and make him my punt blocker. It's ridiculous.
I literally said I think you should make Bobby Boucher running back.
Yeah, but we said Azer couldn't do it, so you
right.
can't do it.
No, you can't do it.
well, you should have paid attention to, like, the third pick in the draft.
I can tell you that if you want help, I can give you the best.
No. Right.
Fine.
I got a
Let
list.
The clock run out.
Let him drown yeah. in his misery.
God, you apparently did not do much prep.
I did enough prep for one defensive player because I had four defensive players on my list in my top four, and now I need to find another one. How many defensive players do you have on your list?
I had eight.
One, yeah. two, Why three, four, seven. Five, six, seven. I had 10. I had 10.
What the hell is it? But you guys are idiots.
Actually, I only had
because
five.
Because I wrote down the names and then I just ranked them. And then it wasn't worth erasing. Yeah.
I only had five, Will, but I got two of them.
I'm trying to make sure I don't mess. By the way,
and if we can convert people, like if we're doing that, then redraft and I'm taking Arya Stark and plugging her in somewhere.
that's just idiotic. All right. I'm going to take, Tremaine Wesley Snipes from, Wildcats.
Oh, okay. Cool. I like, it's a great movie, by the way.
And steal cars too.
All right. So first of all, if there's one player that you wish you could have had on your team, but you couldn't fit him, who or her, who was it?
Couldn't fit him. Or can we count somebody got him before us?
No. Like who in theory would be your ninth pick?
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh. Well, don't make me go first. I was
going to take Ricky Jarrett from Ballers.
Yeah, he gets
that's a good one.
Well, we definitely left Ballers.
I know. I had
two guys. I had Ricky Jarrett from Ballers, from the show, and then Vernon Littlefield.
Did anybody want to get Al Bundy on their team?
Oh, good.
Yep.
I figured he probably wasn't that good. He probably had like one good game. But I wanted
We've
to take.
We've heard about it.
I wanted to. Yeah. So
could you, in theory, have taken The Rock from Ballers?
He was on the list too. Spencer Strassmore. Yep.
Yeah.
But Vernon Littlefield, I think, was the better player, defensive player.
Okay. I wanted to take
to get the contract.
Terry Tate.
I've never watched Ballers.
Terry Tate, office linebacker.
Ooh, yeah. You should have come with that one just for the reaction. That's good.
Right. I know. But I have Bobby Boucher and Icebox, so I feel like he's not as good.
I think the best defensive player not drafted was Andre Krim from Necessary Roughness. Sinbad.
I think it's the cop from The Replacements.
I was going to say
Danny Bateman.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I almost took him.
Yep.
All right. Let's recap our teams.
Another good flex would have been, the tight end from The Replacements.
That's what I was trying to look up just now.
Yep.
Cause he was deaf, right? And that was right? his, yep. that's why yep. he would have fallen. But I think you can get tremendous value by taking the deaf.
Now I did have one. I didn't want to draft it because I didn't want the controversy.
Did you
but...
say I think you can get tremendous value by taking
well,
the
because deaf. He's being overlooked. For that one thing, but like, you know, I think he would be able to, you get your quarterback to learn sign language and you're fine.
He also had, Darnell Jefferson, Omar Epps from the program. He could have been drafted.
I never
Nobody
saw
the drafted Mox.
I took him, did they?
Huh? Did anyone take Eddie Martell too? Cause he was the quarterback that,
He's on
what's
my
his
list,
name,
yep.
replaces yep. and like, yep. he was only replaced, right, because of the holdout. So like, he could have been.
Yeah.
He was a good player.
The quarterbacks I had that didn't get drafted was Paul Crewe from the original. Longest yard.
Okay.
Paul Blake, which was Scott Bakula.
Yeah, he won one game.
Huh?
He won one game.
I had Eddie Martell on the list. And then Mox, obviously.
Mox would have been good, yeah. For sure.
The running backs were, Darnell Jefferson, and I couldn't find, his first name, but the running back from Varsity Blues, Wendell. They just kept calling him Wendell.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Right. I couldn't find his full name. The wide receivers, now this was the one I had a question mark on. Could we have used T.O. from any given Sunday?
Yeah, because he didn't play T.O., right?
He played a player named Owens.
I feel like
he barely did anything. He had like one catch.
He had two catches in the game, if you look up his performance.
So, you could have used him, but in my opinion, he wasn't really good enough. He probably was, but we didn't know, you know?
Also, Jimmy Sanderson from any given Sunday, which was Bill Bellamy.
Yeah.
He was the receiver. And then, that's all I got.
How about Flat Top from Necessary Roughness? He was the best player, basically. He was the defensive player on the other, on the bad guy team. He got into that bar fight with them. All right, let's recap our teams. Will, you had the first pick. Give us your head coach, your two quarterbacks, your two flexes, your two defensive players, and your kicker. Or your special teamer.
I like that you anticipate that I was writing these down.
I can do it if you'd like.
I was writing mine down.
Actually, it's easy because I didn't have any running backs. That was my problem. I had Darnell Jefferson on there, somebody to take. I probably should take it. But I got Willie Beeman and Johnny Utah as my two quarterbacks. Willie Beeman, first overall pick. Utah, I think, is a sleeper. Got him later in the draft. And again, dominated beach football. Beeman was excellent at the pro level. I mean, come on, guys. Rod Tidwell and Charlie Tweeter as my two flexes. Again, two quarterbacks, two wide receivers, PPR. Is it 3 points per reception lead? I mean, who saw that coming? On defense, I have, Charles Jefferson and, who did I take?
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes, Tremaine, from, Wildcats. And then my special teamer is Lucy Draper, mm-hmm. Kathy Ireland from Necessary Roughness. And my coach, the fake replacement for Bill Belichick in the Madden game, because Bill Belichick. Yeah. Steal the draft.
That might be my favorite pick.
It was awesome. Jamie.
I didn't know he had a name. Okay.
Sorry, I've written about it for CBS.
My two quarterbacks are Shane Falco of the Replacements and Jimmy Dix from The Last Boy Scout. My two flexes are Deacon Moss from The Longest Yard and Julian Washington from Any Given Sunday. My defensive players are Alvin Mack of The Program and Joey Battle of The Longest Yard. My special teamer, which is my best player, is Forrest Gump. And my coach is Tony D'Amato from Any Given Sunday.
It's a solid team. It's a very solid team. Sean.
My quarterback?
What do you got?
QB1, Vince Howard of the East Dillon Lions. My second quarterback is J.D. McCoy of the Dillon Panthers. My two flexes are Smash Williams, running back of the Dillon Panthers. My other flex is Tim Riggins, running back / fullback of the Dillon Panthers. My two defenders are Luther Shark LeVay, played by Lawrence Taylor in The Replacement, Any Given Sunday, and Zachary Sack Lodge, played by Bradley Cooper in Wedding Crashers. My kicker is Nigel Gruff from The Replacements, can kick the ball the whole field. And my coach is Eric Taylor, which might have seemed like a reach at the time, but when you consider how many Friday Night Lights players I had, it was good to keep the continuity.
I don't think anybody else is going to take Eric Taylor, though, so I think, you know, you're probably all right, but we wouldn't have done that to you.
We had a lot of coaches that didn't get drafted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like who? Who's on your list?
Well, you have Ed Gennaro from Necessary Roughness. You got Jimmy McGinty from The Replacements. You got Nate Scarborough from The Longest Yard, which was Burt Reynolds getting in the second movie. Mm-hmm. And then Coach Klein from
What about
He also played the Fond, but we don't talk about that.
What about Danny O'Shea? He's Little Giants. Come on. Will's favorite movie.
Oh, yeah.
Giants.
If I had taken Nelson Muntz at quarterback, would that have been like, what do you think, Will? Good pick, bad pick? If you recall, he was great. All right, that's why I didn't do it. I didn't feel like
Will has forgotten Little Giants. He's looking up currently who that is right now. He's forgotten.
Wait, you said Nelson Muntz, right?
Yeah, Nelson Muntz. He was from The Simpsons. The episode's called Bart Starr.
Yeah, like Nelson from The Simpsons.
Yeah, he was great. He was the quarterback, and then Homer benched him for Bart, and the season went down the tubes. Anyway.
That's right. Yeah,
he was great, yeah.
Guess you know what Azier's been doing during quarantine.
No.
Oh, that would have been a good play.
I think so, too, but it just didn't really feel like that kind of a draft. I felt like we sort of had to keep it to non-animated people. Alright, quarterbacks are Paul Crewe from The Longest Yard and Joe Kane from The Program. Flex is Meggett from The Longest Yard, played by Nelly, and Spike from Little Giants. That is a strength of the team, but not as good as my defensive players, Bobby Boucher and Becky the Icebox O'Shea. My kicker is Barney Gorman, played by Tony Danza, the garbage picking field goal kicking Philadelphia phenomenon. my head coach is Molly McGrath, played by Goldie Hawn in Wildcats.
I feel like Icebox might have been the steal of your team.
It was pretty good.
I'm glad we added that second
dominates.
Defensive player.
Who is the best actor of the players that we drafted?
Keanu Reeves. I have Michael B. Jordan.
I have Pacino.
Oh, probably.
When you said Bradley Cooper, I was like, okay, well, let's throw Pacino out. Let's throw Pacino out because he's a coach. So of the players, who had the best acting performance? Well, I guess it's Rod Tidwell. Rod Tidwell won an Academy Award for that.
Yeah.
For that football movie. I guess it depends. Like, the question is it best actor or best acting career? Because I think Keanu would win best acting career.
Oh, I think Jamie Foxx.
No one would say he's the best actor.
I think Jamie Foxx would have that one.
Oh, yeah.
Willie Beeman. Wait a second. You have Forrest Gump. I forgot about that.
What are we doing, guys?
Yeah, true.
And I just realized.
Although, if we want to get serious about it, Tom Hanks, maybe it's fine. It's all right.
Come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, boy.
We're not getting into this.
You're going there?
I also realized.
Are you asking if Tom Hanks is actually good or not? Is that what you're asking?
I think Tom Hanks is great. I just think that, like, Tom Hanks has, like, a Hall of Fame floor, but, like, his ceiling is, like, a little capped, I think.
Oh, no, I mean, yeah, Saving Private Ryan is like the greatest movie ever. Wow. I realize, guys, that I have two Adam Sandlers on my team, so I do not have a very well-acted team, unfortunately. Bobby Boucher and Paul Crewe.
Football for me, football for you.
You have two Adam Sandlers.
I have Bobby Boucher and I have Paul Crewe.
I think that you also have the Beth Water on the team, and Vicky Valancourt had a pretty good tackle at the end of the movie too.
All right, so last thing, let's get our producers, Shraggy B of Fantasy Football Today, Eric D of Pick Six. Tell me your favorite teams.
I like Jamie's. Jamie's a winner for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna go away from my podcast and I'm going Jamie as well.
That Forrest Gump pick was huge. I was really mad that he took him because I thought I could get him in round one.
It really was. It came down to Willie Beeman and Forrest Gump, depending on which way Will was gonna go.
Yeah, I thought about the Forrest Gump thing, but you gotta take the quarterback in a two quarterback league. Although in hindsight, there are so many it's weird that there's almost, although I guess it makes sense from a movie standpoint that you would have so many quarterbacks.
Yeah, right.
Like even in a two quarterback league, you can easily, like the Friday Night Lights, I mean, Sean has two of them on his team. So like,
I had four more listed.
I listed a lot of players. I only had three special teamers. It was the two kickers that were drafted and Forrest Gump.
I had some fictional soccer players that I was going to convert to kicker if you guys took my kickers.
The other thing too is like, if you go Forrest Gump special team, so Forrest Gump is your special teamer, not your running back, right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you only show him playing special team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kick returner.
Right, I'm just saying, like, you could.
All right, so running back.
Video game, you would move him to running back and put him behind Alabama's offensive line, and he would run 3,000.
Good job, Jamie. Good job. So we'll get this out on social media and let the people decide. Thank you to Will, Jamie, and Sean. That was fun, guys.
Thank you to you as well. I'll deliver some 8-12 to your tent in your house.
Much appreciated. All right, the next FFT episode is going to be Friday. We're taking your phone calls on Phone Call Friday. Will, when is the next Pick Six episode?
Well, it's a daily NFL podcast, Adam, that is free to subscribe to. So today is Thursday, then the next episode will be Friday.
Today's Tuesday. Today is Tuesday.
Oh, when are people listening to the show? Our podcast is weird because we record the day before, so it's like a time-space continuum mind.
But then let's say that today's Wednesday and the next show is Thursday.
People are listening on Wednesday. So our next show on Thursday will be Ryan Wilson breaking down his top 10 or 20 wide receivers in the draft. And then Friday's show will be Pete Prisco breaking down the best tight end and tight ends and offensive linemen in the draft. Plus, I will ask Pete for his thoughts on shelter in place and all the things going on in the world right now.
I hate it.
I'm in prison. Above a yacht.
We're out of here. Thanks so much, everybody. Hope this was fun. Give us your feedback. Email the shows, Apple Pod Reviews, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at NewBalance.com.